A great mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM. Siren 107.3 FM.
When a rocket ship explodes, and everybody still wants to fly.
Here we go.
Siren FM.
Purple rain, purple rain. This is Siren 107.3 FM.
Like your radio local? Tune in to Siren FM 107.3.
Sometimes hard, sometimes
are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live performance from a local artist. This week, we pay tribute to the ultimate legend that is Prince. And I'm joined in the studio by a man that I've been spending the whole week trying to learn how to pronounce his last name. It's Joe Jackson. No, Joe Jackson and Jason Rungapadachi. I think I got that right. I'll check later on in the show. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or tweeting at Siren FM. Few artists have created the body of work as rich and varied as Prince. With 6 Brit Awards, 7 Grammys, and a Golden Globe Award, Prince has definitely had his fair share of success in the music industry. And tonight, we're going to take you on a journey through the career of the High Priest of Pop. But first, we're going to head back to the start of his career now, to 1979, and one of his first ever singles. I Wanna Be Your Lover was the first single from Prince's second album. It was his breakout hit, going to number one on the R&B chart and 11 on the Hot 100. The song became a live favourite and a staple of his early set lists. Prince is rather humble in this song, explaining off the top that he's not a rich man, but he's the guy who won't let her down. Unlike his first single, Soft and Wet, this one is far more innocent decent and radio-friendly. This being Prince, there is still some double meaning and a little bit of innuendo in there as he sings, a line which I'm not going to repeat on the radio, actually. This was the first Prince song to get a video as well, and it's a very fairly basic clip showing Prince performing the song with a variety of different instruments. Let's continue down the road of Prince's career now, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
Written in 1982 during the height of the Cold War, this party jam has a much deeper meaning as Prince addresses fears of a nuclear Armageddon. Under the Reagan administration, the United States was stockpiling nuclear weapons and taking a hawkish stance against the Soviet Union, which was referred to as the evil empire. He's far more optimistic, though, responding by making point that we should enjoy whatever time time we have on Earth whilst we still can, even if it all ends by the year 2000. And standing here in 2017, we can happily say that the world has not come to an end. Well, not yet anyway. Prince re-recorded this song in 1998 after leaving Warner Brothers Records, who retained the rights to the original recording. Prince had serious beef with Warner Brothers after he found out that they owned his masters, so he re-recorded this song in an attempt to keep them from profiting from the original version as the titular year approached. This new version reached number 40 on the US Billboard charts at the beginning of 1999. Luckily, though, before his death, Prince rekindled his professional partnership with Warner Brothers and has seen remastered versions of his most popular albums released. We are paying tribute to Prince here tonight for Legends on Siren FM, and we have a live act coming up shortly. Joe Jackson, Jason Rungapadachi are going to be here in around 5 to 10 minutes' time, probably around 10 minutes' time, the live performance, but we're going to be chatting to him after this. If you want to send in any messages, any good luck messages, if you're friends of theirs, the number to text, sorry, don't call, I'm not going to answer, I'm on the radio, 07797 800 716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again, 07797 800 716. We are Legends on Siren FM, and tonight we pay tribute to Prince.
Hi, this is Pino from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Trembles inside. You've got the butter.
Yes, this was number one, the number one song of 1984. It topped the charts for 5 weeks over the summer and kept Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark at number two, preventing the Boss ever hitting the number one spot. Springsteen was a huge fan of Prince. Whenever I would catch one of his shows, I would always leave humbled, he said, dedicating to Prince on April 23rd, 2016, during a concert after Prince's passing. And along with the writing and composing of this track, Prince also played all of the instruments on the song. There is no bass on the song because Prince took out the bass track at the last minute to get a very different sound, though he hated to see it go. He said, "Sometimes your brain kind of splits in two. Your ego tells you one thing and the rest of you says something else. You have to go with what you know is right." That's what he said to Bass Player magazine. But now it's time to introduce you to the men who will be performing live later in the show. My special guests, Joe Jackson and Jason Rungapadiachi. I got that one terribly wrong.
That was perfect, actually.
Was it? Was
ironically.
It? Oh, brilliant. So, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you, yeah.
Not too bad, thank you.
So, you are based in Newark, but you've been doing stuff over here in Lincoln as well, and you've not been performing long together.
No, this is a relatively new thing. It's kind of came about because Joe stepped in for some of my other compadres on a few gigs, and then we've just ended up doing a few gigs between us as well, so... Accidental.
And how long have you been performing, Jesse?
Crikey. Going back to the deepest, darkest days of the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really surprise me for the fact that Peter Haywood, who is the sports presenter before us, everyone check out Mix and Match, he'd seen you a couple of years ago as well over in Newark, and he'd remembered you. So that's always a great compliment.
It's either a good thing or a bad thing. I think people only tend to remember the really bad ones or the really good ones.
Well, I know Peter's listening, so I hope that you enjoy the performance. And it's as great as when you saw him 5 years ago, Peter. So who are you guys going to be performing? Well, we know who you're going to be performing. We know you're doing Prince. What song are you going to be performing this evening?
Well, we've decided to choose a Prince song that isn't a Prince song. Well, not famously so. We're going to do Nothing Compares to You.
Wonderful, and we're all very excited for that. You heard Prince's version at the start of the show, obviously. Prince never actually released it as a single. It was only on one of his live albums, and it's such a great track. I'm very excited to hear it, and I'm sure everyone is at home. Remember, if you want to send a text message in, it's 07797 800 716, or at Siren FM on Twitter. Remember that if you're sending a text to 07797 800 716, leave your name, else I don't know who you are. We are continuing on our journey of Prince's career now, and let's go crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind. We'll be right back.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That's the end of Let's Go Crazy by Prince. And that was the opening song from Prince's film Purple Rain. The album was a soundtrack to the film and a huge hit, spending 24 weeks at number one in America. Much of the movie takes place at a club where Prince performs, and these scenes were shot at the First Avenue nightclub in Minneapolis. Ah, I can never say that word, I'm going to carry on. Where Prince was a regular player. When Prince and his band The Revolution embarked on their tour to promote the album, they used most of the choreography from the film performance of this song for their concert performances. The beginning of the song is one of the most famous spoken intros in pop history, and Prince takes the persona of a preacher and is joined on stage by a church organ as he gives what amounts to a sermon and reminding us that we should enjoy this life, knowing that we could look forward to a world of never-ending happiness when we die. But now it's time for the one you've all been waiting for, performing live in the studio. It's Jason Rungapudiyachi and Joe Jackson with Nothing Compares to You.
Thank you. you planning, mama? In the backyard. All died when you went away. Know that living with you, baby, was sometimes hard. I'm willing to give it another try. Is there nothing compares? Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Is there nothing compares? Nothing compares to you.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, bang, bang all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m. Repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
A fantastic rendition of Nothing Compares to You there by Jason and Joe. But now it's time for a little bit of Prince and Purple Rain.
Never meant to cause you any pain. I'm the one who wants that I see you laughing. You say you want to lead up.
can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. And let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple.
Blisteringly passionate, epic finale of Purple Rain. The film turned Prince into the Purple One, making the musician a star. After Prince released his 1999 album in 1982, toured in many of the same cities. I need my glasses on today, as Bob Seger did. And Prince was amazed at how crowds connected with the songs like Night Moves and Main Street, which were slow songs that told stories to which people could relate. So Prince decided to write a song in that style, and Purple Rain was the result. It was considered Prince's all-time showstopper, and quite poetically, it was the last song that the Royal Badness would perform live, as it was the closing number at his April 14th, 2016 concert at the Fox Theatre in Atlanta, sadly passing away a week later. Prince provided one of the most memorable Super Bowl halftime moments when he performed this song in the rain at the 2007 game between the Indianapolis Colts and the Chicago Bears. After blasting through bits of several songs, he slowed things down for a sensational rendition of Purple Rain. The stadium turned dark, the purple lights glistened through raindrops as Prince erupted, and the crowd crowd went wild as a silhouetted guitar solo produced a stunning visual. We may not be American football fans, well, not many of us over here in the UK, but many from this side of the pond tuned in just for that iconic performance. But before that last track, we had a live studio performance from local Lincoln sensations Jason Rungapadiachi and Joe Jackson. And they're here in the studio with me now. Guys, how did you find that?
It was all right, wasn't it? It was all right. Did the job.
You were all right. Yeah, of course it was. So you are, like I say, you're based in Newark. You've done lots of stuff here in Lincoln. We're Lincoln's first community radio station. What made you want to come over to be on the show?
Well, I probably do most of my gigs in Lincoln, to be fair, in a variety of different groups I'm involved with. so, yeah, it just seemed like the obvious place to come, really.
And what about yourself, Joe?
I came because Jason had asked me. I obviously hadn't been invited myself, I'd been invited by Jason, but I mean, I couldn't turn down the offer because, you know, a bit of radio play is nice.
And you guys have been working together for not so long now, but you're wanting to work together for in the future for a longer time, possibly?
That's the plan, yeah. Actually, Joe is a very clever young man who has his recording studio in studio. I can't speak as well. In Newark, Halt Studios.
Ah.
Check it out. And for all your recording needs, service with a smile.
If people want to find out more about that, where can they find out more?
Facebook.com/ Halt Studios. Halt Studios, all one word.
There you go. That's where you can find all your recording needs there. And let's talk now about the man that's brought us all here, Prince. And why do you feel that he should be classed as a music legend?
Well, it's an easy one, really, because he could play anything, and he could play anything better than everyone else. You know what I mean? He was one of those kind of musicians. There's famous footage of him doing like guitar solos with surrounded by other notable guitar. I think it was the Guitar Gently Weeps, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've seen
that. George Harrison tribute. And he's there surrounded by all these amazing guitarists, and all of them have got their jaws on the floor. Prince is playing. It's like, yeah, Prince is on. We don't put our guitars down now. He's just sensational.
He really is, and I think that's one thing that I've loved about doing this show tonight is that even though I wasn't a massive Prince fan, I didn't know a lot about him before this show. I've been able to learn more as the show has gone on and as my planning for this show has gone on, searching through all his iconic tracks. So you guys are active in the music industry. What have you got coming up?
Well, personally, I'm recording a solo EP. It's about time I got around to it. Be my first one after all these years. And Joe's doing it at his studio, so that's happening soon. And then got a very exciting gig on Friday night at the Rogue Saint in Lincoln. We're doing an 80s special. Joe's involved in that as well. I'm doing a few other things. Got this really good acoustic duo. Well, I say it's really good, so some people there's a lot of unnecessary guitar solos with my good friend Kev Richardson. We're called Ebony and Ivory. I shan't go into the reasons why. And and then we've got, like, say, the Smells Like the 90s, which is our usual thing. We're doing kind of 90s rock, because that's kind of mine and Dale, the drummer, and Dan, the guitarist. That's our era, because we're of that age.
Awesome. Have you got anything else coming up, Joe?
As Jason said, this coming Friday at the Rogue Saint, I'm playing a bit of cheesy synth in an 80s tribute act sort of thing, really. But you know, first and last Friday of every month, if you get yourself down on the first Friday to Derby, I mean, I don't know whether that's out of reach for Lincoln.
Well, we've got listeners from all around the world, so I'm sure there'll be some in Derby.
But there's always events happening all around. I'm just doing the live sound for them.
We'll have a quick we'll have a quick look at some of the messages that we've had sent in. Lynn from Huddersfield says loving it. Andy from Huddersfield says different but great version. And Lynn went on to say fantastic musicians. My dad's got in touch and said not a bad singer.
Hey.
So hey, take that as a compliment.
Thanks, Dad.
And TV Channel 4 and BBC presenter Adam Pearson has got in touch and said love this. So that's great.
Yeah, good going.
And Gareth Cole, who I'm presuming is a friend of one of your guys.
Yeah.
Yes. And nice one, guys, he says. So lovely. Thank you very much, guys, for coming on the show. We're going to continue on with our tribute to Prince with a little bit of Sign of the Times. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Times Prince, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Prince addressed the reigning issues of the mid to late 80s on this introspective Sign of the Times, though many of the struggles he describes during the song still resonate today, complemented by a more delicate funk than his past singles. Prince reflected on the drug abuse, AIDS, gang violence and poverty with precision, empathy and consistently compelling ways of telling stories. We've been paying tribute to Prince tonight for Legends on Siren FM, and that just about rounds off our evening. If you are an up-and-coming local artist and want the opportunity to perform live on the radio, then do get in touch. legends@sirenonline.co.uk. That's legends@sirenonline.co.uk. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on Facebook, facebook.com/Siren Legends. I'd like to give a big thank you to Joe and to Jason for coming in today. Guys, thank you very much. Where can people find you?
Oh, well, thanks for having us. Yeah, on Facebook. You probably won't be able to spell my surname, so don't bother with that one. But look, in terms of my stuff, current stuff, look for Ebony and Ivory. Look for Smells Like the 90s. Look for the Moth Lantern. And you'll find something I'm involved with there.
And what about you?
For myself, if you're looking for studio recording or live sound and lighting, go to facebook.com/Holt Studios.
Thank you very much. We're going to end tonight's show with a track that won the Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance in 1986. This is Kiss. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM. We'll be back next Monday at 10 o'clock, but stay tuned to Siren FM. Join us back for the breakfast show, but now it's time for your news update at 11 o'clock. We're sending you down to Sky headquarters in London.
Latest news and sport on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, a teacher has been shot dead in a